Thomas C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Hanne, H-A-N-N-E. Heinrichsen, H-E-N-R-I-C-K-S-E-N, address is 13384 Moonlight Court, Chico, California, 95973, phone 530-570-7333. ID is triple XS double X 0349. ID, leave a blank. Pharmacy, leave a blank. It is addressed to Madison W. DEMPENWOLF, nurse practitioner, North State Primary Care, 564 Rio Lindo Avenue, Suite 102, Chico, California, 95926-1852, 530-965-9900. 530-965-9265, parenthesis, fax, and parenthesis, the clinical indication, neurological evaluation with history of, quote, Parkinson's disease, unquote, current problems with tremor. Dear Madison Deppenwolf and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Hanne Heinrichsen for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. As you know, Hanne is under the care of a Parkinson's specialist at UCSF. New paragraph. By the staff reports, her Parkinson's medicines have been recently readjusted, where she was taking Rytary dash extended release dopa carbidopa levodopa 37.5/150 milligrams 3 times a day, with the addition of carbidopa levodopa 50-200 extended release 2 tablets. Producing an exacerbation of her tremor and shaking that was almost violent by the staff's report. Subparagraph, reduction in her dosage has reduced the intensity of her shaking and tremor. New paragraph. Her examination today shows oral buccal lingual dyskinesia, head and mouth movements, piano movements of the hands, and rhythmic, almost cruciform dystonic movements of the extremities, all consistent with a drug-induced dyskinesia. New paragraph. Her general neurological examination is normal, as is her mental status and cranial nerve evaluation, with slightly brisk deep tendon reflexes. New paragraph. In consideration with this history presentation and these findings, it is not entirely clear how much of a Parkinson's disorder that she actually has. New paragraph. In consideration for further evaluation, I have written orders to discontinue the extended-release carbidopa-levodopa 5202 tablets and to have her return taking her Rytary dosage 3 times per day for reexamination. New paragraph, we will obtain the records from Dr. D-A-L-E-N-Z-U-E. First name is Luciano, L-U-C-I-A-N-O-M-D, at UCSF. New paragraph, further records from the clinic of Dr. Alonzo will also be requested for evaluation. New paragraph. At this time, any further readjustment of her carbidopa-levodopa, increasing her dosage, would be contraindicated. She has no inducible neuromuscular skeletal rigidity or cogwheeling on today's examination. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when she returns. I respectfully, with my professional signature.